This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
With the Christmas break approaching, many families will be planning that summer camping trip. Matt McClellan runs the bushwalking and camping website, Wild Walks, and he's going to give us some tips for how to make your next camping trip a big success. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Trina. How are you?
Now, firstly, I understand that some congratulations are in order, Matt. Is that right?
That's right.
You've just had a book launch last week. How did that go?
Oh, look, it was fantastic. It was really good fun to get together with a bunch of people who enjoy walking. And, and we had about 70 people turn up, and we had a lot of fun.
Oh, that's great. And what's the... Just tell us a little bit about the book.
Yeah, well, the book, it's titled The Best River and Alpine Walks Around Mount Kosciuszko. And it's really... we've obviously done a fair bit of walking for the website, but the idea of the book was really to showcase what we thought were the best walks that we found in the area. And most of the walks in the book are around... about 2 hours. There's a couple of overnight walks there for the more adventurous, but the book's really sort of aimed at people who just want to get out and walk for a couple of hours, maybe with their family or their friends.
And have you got photos in it?
Lots of photos.
Because the photos are what inspires me to get out. If I see a beautiful photo, that would motivate me to go and do it.
Yeah, it's probably one of the things that really separates our book from a lot of the others. And it's, you know, a lot of people call it a coffee table book, but it's not really, because it fits in your pack quite easily. It's a fairly small book, but we've got a lot of two-page spreads of photos. Okay. And, you know, this is just amazing wilderness up here. And, you know, you can really see God's work at hand. These photos are just stunning, and it's not because of our brilliance by any stretch. It's because of the work that God's done up there. It's amazing.
Yeah, wow. So now summer camping, holiday camping, can you give us some tips on how to make it work well? Or conversely, you know, what are some of the mistakes people might make that make them make their camping trips not so enjoyable? You know, is it all about being prepared, as the Scout motto kind of suggests?
It's a really good motto to follow by, I think, to be prepared and be organised. Well, let's talk about some of the positive things. You do hear some horror stories, and I think some people talk about camping as roughing it. But I'd like to flip that around and talk about getting back to the simple life. But I think they're two different things. And I think when we go back to keeping life simple, we focus more on the people and we focus more on where we are rather than mucking around with all the little bits and pieces that we've brought along with us.
That is true. That's what I love about camping. You really get to spend time with people.
Absolutely. And I think that's what it's about. It's about getting out there, enjoying nature and enjoying the people that you're with. And at the end of the day, if you bring lots of stuff, it just gets in the way.
Okay, so you're thinking travelling light then?
Well, it doesn't have to be super light, but, you know, let's not spend a week trying to jam everything in the car before we go. You don't need it all. but being prepared is important. So, I mean, the first thing you've got to do is really pick a campsite that suits you, and everybody's got different needs here. So there's more rough camping that you can do in state forests and in national parks where there's generally less facilities. You might find a toilet or some barbecues, or sometimes it's just a flat area with a campfire. Or you can go, and a lot of people do, to caravan parks where you've got a lot more in the way of facilities and closer to town. So choose which sort of is best for your family and be thinking about the activities along the way. So there's swimming and walking tracks and rocks to explore. Kids just love walking around the rocks. And, you know, and you might be, particularly if it's a longer trip, if you're going for a week, you might be wanting to think about what's around the campsite in terms of tourism and exploring some of the local towns and the like. So, you know, thinking about the style of camping that you really want to do and how you're going to get there, because some campsites are walking access, so you need to, you know, really keep your gear down to a minimum.
That's too hard for me. I don't like that.
too much
effort.
Exactly. But for some people, it's great because it really means you're getting away from the cars and stuff. So yeah.
And there's no one blasting their radio, for example, in the tent next door.
Yeah,
yep.
No generators and that sort of thing, which is lovely. But each to their own, exactly. And some campsites are four-wheel drive access and some allow caravans and some don't. So, you know, just thinking about what the experience is that you want for you and your friends or your family.
So it sounds like it's pretty important to really research the campsite and not just kind of pick one on the map by throwing a dart at it.
Avoid the dart throwing thing.
That's where I've been going wrong.
And it doesn't take you long. I mean, you can go through our website. There's some good books out there on camping in New South Wales as well. And it shouldn't take you too long. And it's part of the fun is thinking about exactly what it is that you want to get out of your time away.
Okay.
And so once you've picked a campsite, then plan ahead. Think about, do you need to book it? If you're going over that two-week crazy period between Christmas, New Year, you know, either side of New Year, bookings are going to be essential. It's the busiest time. And if you can, unless you really like that really busy time where there's lots of people around, best to avoid those 2 weeks, because that's definitely the busiest time.
Okay.
Yeah, and think about your food. I guess when you're going camping is a good time that you can sit back and have time to cook. So think about your pasta and rice dishes. A lot of people do barbecues, and they're good fun on the first night. But think about what you could cook and sit around with a family or your friends and cook up a good feast.
Well, Matt, last time we went camping, I made a cake in the camp oven, and everybody was really impressed.
I'm impressed.
And the kids loved it.
Did they? Excellent.
I suggest trying that, Matt. Do a really plain, simple cake in the camp oven, but not too hot.
Not too hot.
So the edges don't burn.
On the outside. But, you know, that's part of the fun, isn't it? But what a great way to do it, you know, explore things. And if it burns, then, you know, it doesn't matter. It's half the fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
Make sure you've got plenty of water.
Yes.
Before you go, set up your tent in your backyard. Just make sure you've got all the bits.
Oh, yes. Do you know, Matt, sorry to interrupt you, but last time I went camping, somebody bought a tent without poles.
Yeah, poles and, are handy.
And our tent turned out to be full of holes. Something had eaten it since last time we'd been camping and it had holes all through it.
Yeah.
So that's what happens if you don't actually set it up before you go.
Worth setting up before you go, isn't it? Yeah. And also, that just that little bit of practice means when you get to the campsite, you set it up really quick and you look like a pro.
Okay. So, is there a particular campsite that you would recommend? You know, is there one that you could just quickly choose out for us today that is just a really great, fun spot to go?
Look, we went a couple of weekends ago to a place called Dunn's Swamp. It's out in Mudgee.
Yeah, I've always wanted to go there. I've heard it's good for kayaking.
It's really good for kayaking. There's a guy there who hires out canoes and kayaks, and he's there on weekends over the warmer months, and during school holidays he's there pretty much all the time. The swamp sounds like you're thinking about marshland and whatever, but the lake, it's really a lake that was formed, I think, in the 1920s, and it's this beautiful, beautiful waterway where you can just paddle around on a canoe or your kayak and just enjoy the sheer cliffs, and it's just stunning. There's some great rocks, a fairly big campsite, there's toilets, and but it is a fair drive from Sydney.
How far is it?
Well, it's about 250 k's, I guess. It's up near Mudgee.
So would that be 3.5 hours, something like that?
Yeah, about that, because you're going up over the Blue Mountains, so that takes a little bit of time by the time you stop off at all those fruit shops and but, you know, the drive is quite stunning in itself. And once you're there, there's these beautiful rock formations, and our kids just loved it. Just wandering around. There's some good walks there. Popular campsite.
Is that in a national park, Matt?
It is. It's in, I hope I get this right, in Wollamai National Park.
Okay.
Northern end of Wollamai National Park. So it's not far from Mudgee. So if you're there for longer than a weekend, you might also want to go for a drive and explore the wineries or some of the other.
Ooh, sounds good. Sounds good. Okay, so Dunn Swamp, and it's in Wollamai National Park and not far from Mudgee. Thank you so much for that. That sounds great.
No worries.
Happy camping.
Enjoy it.
That's Matt McClelland from Wild Walks. The website is wildwalks.com.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.